From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu projected a message of unity during a White House meeting Wednesday. Mr. Trump suggested that the U.S. could back either a two-state or a one-state solution for the region, depending on what both parties like. Here is Mr. Netanyahu.
The two prerequisites of peace, recognition of the Jewish state and Israel's security needs west of the Jordan, they remain pertinent. We have to look for new ways, new ideas on how to reinstate them.
During their joint news conference, Mr. Trump asked Mr. Netanyahu to hold back for a little bit on expanding settlements in the Palestinian territory while the White House works on efforts to revive the Middle East peace process. President Trump struck back Wednesday at media reports about alleged links between him and Russia. In a string of Twitter comments, the president blamed the intelligence community for what he called illegal leaks to the media. Reports appeared in the Washington Post last week, revealing possible improper conversations between ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador. Later in public remarks, the president staunchly defended Flynn.
Very, very unfairly by the media, as I call it, the fake media in many cases. And I think it's really a sad thing that he was treated so badly.
Some senior Republican senators, meanwhile, are vowing to investigate the matter, while opposition Democrats are calling for an independent probe. A bipartisan group of lawmakers has introduced legislation to prevent the administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. This is VOA News.